Yivamis Perek Tezayin Mishneh Vav. Bezus Hashem, Shechiyonu V'kimonu V'giyonu Lazman Hazeh. We're finishing up today Maseches Yivamis. To have the schus to learn Bi'iyun, one of the longest and hardest Maseches in Shas. Yitz Hashem Shevizeich Elulmeid Ulalameid. To learn all the Mishnayis and Kol Chelkei HaTorah. So now we're going to start Mishneh Vav. Mi'idin La'or HaNer U'La'or HaLevono. We've been talking in the previous Mishnayis that the facial identification has to be bibrirus. The shtanu ponov, that's not called identifying. So the first halacha of Ashteto is that edim that are identifying Nebuch, a person who died, even though they see him la'or aner la'or halvona, they see him not with the best light. There are other areas in halacha where if it's la'or aner la'or halvona, we don't look at it accurately in terms of colors. But facial identification we see as accurate, even though it's not the sharpest that it could be if you'd see by day. The next halacha in the Mishnah is something else. We had a halacha before, Mesich Lefi Tumoy. If a person hears a goy, tinoikois, that's cool, he heard it. That's cool, he knows it. And he can give that over to Bezdin, even though that's not edus. It's not that the aid saw something and then he said it to Bezdin. But over here, you don't need proper edus. You need identification, you need information. This is called information, mekenzach falozin, betziruf with the cheskas, isha daiko mincevo. So masin al pi baskoil. You could be matir and say that somebody died and be matir his wife to get married based on a baskoil. Now when we hear the word baskoil, we think a voice min hashamayim. Pashtus, what it means over here is, it means a voice that cried out. Imagine, let's say a person's in a casualty ward, Rachmanel Litzlan. He's looking, there was a bombing, there was a terrorist attack. Loyal Lena, we don't have to give examples what that looks like. And he hears from the other end of the ward that there's an identification that so-and-so died. Who said it? What said it? But he heard it. He heard it, that's called Mesich Lefi Tumay. That can be said over in Bezna as Yediyah. And the Isha will do her Daiko Mitzvah and she could get married. It's interesting what the Mepharshim do over here with the word baskol. The Rav just says that he heard called savachas. He heard a voice from far. Why is it called a baskol? Because he couldn't identify the source of the voice. You look at the Tveres Yisrael, and he says he heard what's called nikra balaz echo. Echo, he brings the word. Even though he didn't hear the voice itself, he heard a baskol. He heard an echo of the voice. Tos Yomtiv has already a whole arichus. What's a baskoil? A baskoil, he brings Tosis in Sanhedrin, and Daf Yud Aleph talks about Kol Yoytzim and Hashemayim. He hears another voice. He hears a koil from a koil. But the Tos Yom Tov himself says that the reason why something is called a baskoil and not a koil is because when a person hears a voice min Hashemayim, there's what's called Nevuah. In the times of Bayis Rishon, a Novi heard directly from the Rebbein Shalom. That's called Koil Hashem. Koil Hashem by Koyach. That's called he heard the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every Novi Lefim Adir Gosoi. After when Nevu was no longer in the times of the second base of Mikdash, Tzadikim, Tanoim, Amiroim, Kedosh She'el, you were able to hear a basko. What does that mean? That means they heard the voice, they got the information, Min HaShemayim, but it wasn't with a direct communication. It's called a baskoil. Heard Rabbi Shapiro, Zatzal, used to be oimin on this Nakuda. As the chiluk between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, between Teresh Vuxav, Teresh Vapet, Tos Yom Tov brings that a gilui min Hashemayim on a lesser level is Beloshen Nekeva. That's why it's called a basko. He brings by Moshe Rabbeinu. Even by Moshe Rabbeinu talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the Galah himself, Kin Nekeva. What that means is when his Galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not as great, that's Miloshen Basko. It's a lower darga. Tos Yom Tov is a long arichus, kedai to learn through it. So now the Mishnah brings examples. There's somebody who's standing on top of a mountain and he says in a loud voice, Ish Ploini Ben Ploini, he identifies him fully. So-and-so Ben so-and-so, Mimokim Ploini, he gives even a third piece of information, Mimokim Ploini, they say mess. Holchu v'leimotzu sham adam, they go and they don't find there's a person standing there. So they don't have the source of the voice, but they heard. They see Yusishtai. The falozich on that to marry off his wife. It's a place called Salmoin. The Eilam will know the word Salmoin from the piyut of Moisur. At the end, we say Dche Admoin, Betzel Salmoin. Bidoicha, we asked the Rebbeinu Shem to Bidoicha Admoin, Esav, Harosha, Admoin, Betzel Salmoin, not only to the shadows, Betzel Salmoin, the shadow of the shadows. Obliterate Esav. So there's a place called Salmoin. Be'echot Shomer, Ani Ishplani Ben Ishplani, he identified himself. Nishochani Nochosh, he says that this is his story. Vareani Mes, he says that himself, that he obviously wasn't dead when he said it. But he died. Over here, if a person would say he's about to die, you can't rely on that. There has to be an identification. Here you have the voice of the person. Lamaisa, you do see him. Vaholchu v'lohi kiru. If you wouldn't find the body, so the fact that he identified himself, you wouldn't falozich. But here you see the body, and the identification was made harei ani meis. We falozich on the koil, even though he didn't hear, he didn't hear from the person directly. V'yisiru zishtoi. That's the Hemshech HaMishnah. Mishnah Zayin, Omer Rabbi Kiva, Kishiradti lenahadol la'aber hashono, Motsosi Nechemyo ish beis dli. It's otherwise unknown Tana. You have a Mishnah, you don't have Nechemyo ish beis dli. And we'll see Behemshech HaMishnah that he told the Rabbi Kiva something, and he told him with the authority of a god Lador. It's very interesting. Rabbi Kiva, it says over here that Rabbi Kiva was Yorad lenahadol la'aber hashono. Based on a timeline of Rabbi Kiva's life, the Mefarshim say over here, this was B'Shas Hashmad. There's two Shas Hashmads. There's a Shas Hashmad, which was B'Soif Yom of Rabbi Kiva, after the Mulchom and Beitar, which finished on Tisha B'Av. And then they were Geyser against Torah, and Rabbi Kiva was Makul Kills Barabim, and then he was killed Al Kiddush Hashem. That's not what we're talking about, because we're going to see that here he's going to go back and he's going to say what happened over there to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was the Nossi in the younger years of Rabbi Kiva. That means, remember that the Heiliger Rabbi Kiva lived for 120 years, the Gemara says in Bava Basra. And the 120 years finished Be'erech 65 years after the Churban, when he was killed Al Kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Kiva B'Tchilas Yomov, already by the Churban, he was already a great man. So we're talking here about the younger Tkufa of Rabbi Kiva being one of the Gedolei Ador, right after the Churban. Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi till Be'erch 30 years after the Churban. So we're talking about quite a while before Rabbi Kiva was younger, but he went to Nahar Doi. When we say Nahar Doi, Nahar Doi is not just a city in Bavel. We don't have too often the Mishnah is Nahar Doi. What we do have, let's say, in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, is at Sheheyu Pnei Goylo. Goylo means where Klal Yisrael was. Where Klal Yisrael was as a Klal in Golus, which was in Bavel, around Nahar Doi. Nahar Doi and the towns around Nahar Doi is where Klal Yisrael was situated. Later on, they spread out in all directions. They went to Surah, and you have all the towns that are mentioned in the Gemara in Shas Bavli. Nahar Doi means where the Yishuv was. That's where the Gedolei Dor was. That's where the Bezdin in Bavel was. What happened was, right after Churban Bayis Sheni, it was a Tkufa where it was dangerous to do anything officially as a Sanhedrin, as a Bezdin. They were in a state of persecution from the Romans. So Rabbi Kiva went to Nahar Doi to be Ma'abed Hashana. It had to be done officially, but it couldn't be done in Eretz Yisrael. At that point, they were able to travel. So he went to Nahar Doi la'aber hashono. He found Nechemya ish beis dli. Now, we don't have mention of Nechemya ish beis dli in the Mishnah. And obviously, we'll see B'Hemshech HaMishnah that he was one of the Gedolei Ador. So the pshat has to be, you have a number of other Tanoim that are mentioned from Bavel, Kimat not in the Mishnah, Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson, the Sugya in Hariya, says Reb Nosson came from Bavel, Reb Nosson Abavli. And when he came to Bavel, he was considered greater than Remei. They made him Ma'av Bezdin. So the pshat is that the Tannoim that are mentioned are mentioned in conjunction with Misurisin, or how they interpreted what they heard from the Tannoim, the earlier Tannoim in Eretz Yisrael. There was as much, or if not more, Torah in Bavel. There was more Shalom v'Shalva v'Hashket in Bavel, so they were able to learn more. Hillel came as a god Lador from Bavel, Hillel Abavli, and he came and he was made Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. So this Nechemya Ish Beis Dli was one of the Gedolei Ador in Bavel. B'Shaita, he was recognized. They were able to say, oh, B'Shmayin, it was authoritative. But he's not mentioned in the Mishnah because he didn't have the Mesorisin. They had their own Mesorisin, their own Tanoim. They didn't have the direct chain of transmission from the earlier Tanoim, from Yeshua, from Abelezer, from Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, in Eretz Yisrael. But he's going to say over a Mesoris that he had from Rabbi Gamliel. So his name is not mentioned. But here it's mentioned, B'Yachas, to a Mesoris that he has from Rabbi Gamliel. So he says like this, Amali, I heard, he tells him, Shamati Shema Sin Seishu Be'etzol Api Yadach. Remember that that time of the persecutions, there was a lot of activity of Bezdin was in Pidyon Shvuyim and being Matir Agunas. The same way Leider, it's the same way that it was after Auschwitz. All the Gol Gdeli Yisrael sat together to be Matir Agunas and to be Poydeh, to be Isaac and Pidyon Shvuyim. So he says, I heard that the accepted Allah is that Ein Nesin Seishu Be'etzol Api Yadachot. El Rabbi Yehuda ben Bavi, he's considered a das yochid, he's matir, but otherwise they're not matir. V'numesi loy, I told him, you see in the Lashon of the Novi, Nu'um Hashem means so spoke. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, numesi loy means, in the Lashon of the Mishnah, I said to him, yes, ken advar. I affirmed what he was saying. Om Ali, emolehem bishmi. And here you see that he's saying it authoritatively. Go back to Eretz Yisrael and tell the G'dol HaDor devos ichab gezokt, what I said, and it was accepted. You know that the way back to Eretz Yisrael is dangerous and it's unpredictable. Meshubosh in our Loshna Gemara means a mistake, a shibush. Over here it means that the roads are full of pitfalls, are full of nechshalim. So I can't, I'm to travel back to Eretz Yisrael to be made b'chvoidi ba'atzmi. Go back. Mikublani Rav Gamliel Azokin. I have a Messias from Rav Gamliel Azokin. Whenever we mention Rav Gamliel Azokin, it's like this. From the Shalshelas Hatanoim, from the descendants of Hillel that we have in the Mishnayis, is we have Hillel, who was about 150 years before Churban, 100 years before Churban Bayis Sheni. His son, who's called Shimon, just Shimon. Then we have the first Rav Gamliel. He's referred to as Rav Gamliel Azokin. He was Bimei Abayis. His son, Rabbon Shimon Gamliel, the second Shimon, but the first one is called Rabbon Shimon ben Gamliel, is the Nossi. He's the one of the Asara Ruge Malchus. See, he was Bimei Abayis. And at the end, right after Churban Abayis, when the famous Gemara in Gittin says that the request of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakeh was to spear the house of the Nossi, Bayis Shimon Gamliel, so the Nossi, who was younger then, was Rabban Gamliel, the son of the Rabban Shimon Gamliel, who was killed. So we have the Mishnah in front of us, Rabban Gamliel, so it means I have a Messiah from 100 years before. And he comes back to Eretz Yisrael. What was the Messiah? Shemesin Zishal Piyadecha, that's the halacha. Ukshibosi v'etzei sidvar, when I said this over, Lefnei Rabban Gamliel, it's not Rabban Gamliel Azokin. It's Rabban Gamliel, the Nossi, like we said, of the younger years of Rabbi Kiva's leadership. Rabbi Kiva was already big enough that he was the Ma'abe Hashan, he was a God Lador. But it was his younger years as one of the G'dele Ador. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua Mestama was still alive then. When I came, I said this in front of Rabban Gamliel, the second Rabban Gamliel, who's called B'loshna Mishnah Rabban Gamliel, Di Yavne, Somach ledvorai, v'omar matzonu chovel of Yudah ben Bavi. Till now we couldn't be mekabel what he was saying, because we had a Messiris of Das Yochid, the Chachom held not that way. Now we have an authoritative Messiris that we're matir, that Chachomim, Kadmoinim, we're matir, Isha al pi erechot. You see how much the Shalshelas HaMessira was the guiding principle in what was accepted as halachorat. Mitoich advar nizkar am Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel remembers an uvda shenegu harukim betel arza, that they were killed. There were people that were killed in Tel Arza. Today in Yerushalayim, the name of part of that is the story neighbor they called Tel Arza, but that was a place b'mei abayis, the Loshna Gemara. V'hisi Rabbi Gamliel azokin, he's saying over what he remembers from his grandfather. Rabbi Gamliel saying over from Rabbi Gamliel azokin that they were matin nishoseim al pied echot. That became the accepted halacha, the mishum iguna akilu barabban, what we've been learning the last four prokim, that we are matter. We're also matter, there's no need for regular gidre edus. In regular two edim, dine momenes, tova shebe'ev, and so on, ed mipi ed is not nemon. Mipi eved, normally an eved is posel edus. Mipi isha, an isha is posel edus. Mipi shivcha. Shivcha has both chisron, it's an eved and isha, it's certainly posel edus. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, Oimim, Ein Messias Yisha Al Pi Yadecha. So now we see already where the opposition was. The Gedolei Ador, remember Rabbi Kiva, while Rabbi Gamliel was still alive, the Gedolei Ador were his Rabbeim. Rabbi Kiva was already considered somewhat of a Talmud Chover. He debates in many places in the Mishnayos back and forth with Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. But that was Rabbi Kiva's younger years as one of the Gedolei Ador. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua were the ones who said, Ein Messias. Rabbi Kiva, Oimim, Loyapi Isha, Veloyapi Evet, Veloyapi Shivcha. We're not Mate Psule Edus, not a Isha, not a Evet, not a Shivcha, Veloyapi Kroivim, not Psule Edin. So, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, it seems to be here two Nikudes. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua didn't accept anything less than the regular Edus that you need for Dovah Shabbat. And Dovah Shabbat Pachs Mishnaim, you need two Edim Kshem. To be made that a woman's married, you need two Edim Kshem. Same thing to be Mate and Isha. To be Mater and Isha from Ishus is also Dovah Shabbat. You need two Edim. Rabbi Kiva, Vaistois had the Mesoira that you don't need two Edim, but not Psule Edus. It has to be a Kosher Edechot. The Kosher Edechot is something interesting because Edus is two Edim. There's only one place in the Torah that we know of the Raisa where there's an Edechot Kosher, and that's Legabi Shavua. To be Mechayiv Shavua, Lamoshal, Ruvain says that Shimon owes him money. Shimon denies it. He's not Chayiv Shavua. If there's an Erechot that Shimon's Chayiv money, Shimon's Mechayiv Shavua deraisa. And that has to be an Erechot. The Rambam calls it a Chatzi Karedus. So it seems that Rabbi Kiva had a Kabbalah. You don't need the full two Edim, but you need an Erechot, but not Psuli Edus. Omru loy maisa b'vnei Levi sh'olchu l'tzor ira tomorrow. There's a maisa where b'nei Levi, that's what their name was. They went to Tzoyar Ira Tmar. If we had to take a guess, this Tzoyar is synonymous with Tzoyar that's in Parshas Vayera. Ira Tmar makes sense because it's all in that same area of the Yam HaMelech. Yericho is called Ira Tmar, and it's not far away from this. It makes sense that it's the same vicinity. V'cholo echad mehem baderech. Here we have another Mesoris where a few people were going, B'nei Levi. One of them was not well. V'evyu v'pun, they carried him on a stretcher. He was not well. They carried him into an inn on the way. B'chazarosom, they put him there, and they continued on their journey. B'chazarosom, when they come back from where they were supposed to go, Omer Lupundikus, they say to the innkeeper, a woman, Ayich Avirenu, Omer Lahem, Oh, Gevalt, Mesu Kvartiv, he died. The Chevek Kadisha came, they buried him. V'sirus Ishtoi, they believed, obviously, they were believed, Mi Piho, that's an eight puzzle. Shteto Klo, you don't need an eight kosher. See, even the Edus over here was clearly not even like Rabbi Kiva's in-between position. Omru loy veloy tehe koyenes kepundikis. The Chachamim say, a pundikis is an innkeeper, Vaisa Stigamara explains that she was a goita. So this is what we call Masiach Lefi Tumoy. They believed the goita and they accepted that and they used that as the basis for them to say in Bezdin that she was Muteres Lashok. Rabbi Kiva is not in the spell from the Raya. That means the way the Mishnah says, like the Kehenis, Kehenis Ishim Yucheses, sure, Edus is not better than a Goita. Amalem, the Kishte Pundikis Nemenis. When was the Pundikis Nemenis? She's talking about Nemenis. What was this about? Ha Pundikis Hoitzil Ham Makli Vitarmiloi. She brought out his clothing. Visefetay Shahoy Biodoi. Lucher, she brought out his Chafetzim. Now, do you identify somebody al pi chafetzim? It's before the Gemara. Al pi chafetzim itself, not. Because a person, kelim are always asuin lahashul lahaske. You can never bring a conclusive raya from the fact that you find in a dead soldier on the battlefield, you find in his knapsack, you find somebody's personal item. He could have borrowed it from the other guy. You can't make that basis of personal identification. We had that earlier in the Mishnah. Only Al Pi being made on him. So the pshat over here is Mufarshim Mavu. You look in the Ram the Tais Yomtiv. That over here is Mesich Lefi Tumoy. The reason why the Pundikis was Nemenes was Mesich Lefi Tumoy. The real truth of the matter is that the question is, the Gemara says, that the Pundikis didn't say it over as an Edus. It was Lefi Tumoy. She, when they came back, she saw them, she started crying, Oy vey, you don't know what happened to your friend. She wasn't saying it as Edus. Lefi Tumoy means there's no Kshash Meshaka because the guy is not trying to gain any points. We're trying to be Nemon. They're just saying information. You can Nemon, that's true. And on that, the Rishonim, Amiskasha, Tosis already asked. That wouldn't be a raya as to what type of Edus you need. Mesich Lefitumoy is one din. That there's no Kshash Meshaker, and it works without Edus. It's like an umdina, that Mestama, what's going around. If that's the coil in the street that the Goyim are saying, so Mestama, it's true. It's not a din Edus. So you have to know the pshat over here. The Mesich Lefi Tumoy takes away from the need for Edus. If it's Edus, if you're going to have Edus, the Edus is going to have to be kosher Edus. Where was the Raya not like Rebbe Kiva? What you have to say is that according to Rabbi Akiva, that you need to eat kosher. Shteti, you can't just nem on what's accepted. There has to be edus. And maybe Masechta Yitamim wouldn't work either. It doesn't say this exactly in the little bit chosim in our sefer, but that's what it sounds like. So Lamaisa, Rabbi Akiva held on to his shita. So it seems to be that it wasn't so clear, but Lamaisa, the halacha psuka is that we are matir an isha al pi ed echod. That's the final halacha. Even Isha, even Kroivim, even Eid Mipi Eid, even Isha, even Eved, even Shivcha, could say that Meis Ploini and they matter the Isha L'shuk. Chacham will matter. This is the way the Masechta ends. Had Naloch Masechta Sivomis, and it's Hashem. We're going to start Masechta Ksubis.